For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate votes 50-48 to narrowly confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Several protesters opposed to Kavanaugh had to be removed from the Senate gallery during the final roll call.
Sergeant at Arms will restore order in the gallery.
Speaking to reporters before departing the White House just before the final vote, President Trump voiced his support for Brett Kavanaugh.
He will be a great justice of the Supreme Court. People have thought that for 10 years. They thought he's just an extraordinary person, a great, great talent, and I think he's going to make us all very proud. In the end, maybe the process, it was really unattractive, but the extra week was something that I think was really good. I thought it was really good. I think a lot of very positive things happened in the last week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Japan, holding talks just before his fourth trip to North Korea. Part of the talks with Japan is having a single voice during the North Korean talks on Sunday.
We'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
Pompeo promised to raise the issue of the abductions of Japanese citizens in his meetings in Pyongyang. Like a scene from a bad horror movie, swarms of large mosquitoes are attacking people in the east. USA's Wendy King explains.
Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
Experts say the so-called flood mosquitoes generally don't carry many diseases. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was found guilty Friday of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon, serving as special prosecutor for the Chicago police shooting case, says the jury's verdict sends a strong message.
The guilty verdict doesn't undo a crime. This verdict holds Jason Van Dyke accountable for his actions. It provides some justice for Laquan McDonald and Tina.
Van Dyke is the first Chicago police officer to be charged with murder since 1980. Kevin Graham, president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, said the conviction will be appealed. Construction is underway on the Gordie Howe International Bridge. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says it's about jobs in Canada, Michigan, and America, but more than that.
It's just not about business. It's the opportunity to ride bikes, to build cultural ties, about educational opportunities. This bridge truly is another great connection between our countries that will only cement a relationship that's gone on for a couple hundred years already and make it stronger and better.
The $4.4 billion bridge expected to be completed by 2024. It's being funded by the Canadian government and will be paid back over the years through tolls. The Windsor-Detroit corridor facilitates almost a quarter of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. A new study suggests that therapy dogs might bring more than comfort to hospitalized kids. They can bring stubborn germs. Doctors in Baltimore have discovered that kids who spent more time with therapy dogs had a six times greater chance of getting a superbug bacteria than kids who spent less time with the animals. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.